Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, June the 22nd, 2011. On Tuesday evening, the Israeli army started to shift a section of the illegal separation wall built on lands that belonged to residents of Bil'in village, west of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The act came in implementation of a ruling by the Israeli Supreme Court, which was issued on the 4th of September 2007. The ruling states that the wall is illegal and illegitimate as it is built on lands privately owned by the villagers. The army started removing segments of the wall in the western part of Bil'in. That area is supposed to be fully dismantled by mid-July. If the court ruling is fully implemented, the villagers will regain 1,200 dunams out of 2,300 dunams illegally annexed by Israel for settlement and wall construction. The total size of Bil'in is 4,000 dunams. Rateb Abu Rahma, coordinator of the Popular Committee Against the Wall, stated that dismantling sections of this illegal wall comes as a result of persistent and ongoing popular non-violent resistance carried out by the residents of the village and their Israeli and international supporters. The giant Apple company has decided to allow the publishing of a new app for the iPhone carrying the name Third Intifada, in spite of Israeli pressure on the company to ban the app. The Israeli Air Force attacked an underground tunnel running from the Gaza Strip into Egypt. According to military officials, the strike was in response to a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip into the Negev Desert. Neither incident caused death or injury. The incident was the first since March, when Hamas fired a rocket at an Israeli school bus, killing one. Israel responded with air and ground strikes that killed 19 Palestinians. Since Israel imposed its siege on Gaza in 2006, secret tunnels running from Gaza into Egypt have become necessary for transporting essential supplies into Gaza, including medicine, food and construction materials. A visit to Hebron in the southern West Bank by the Archbishop of Jerusalem, Fuad Tawil, was cut short on Monday when Israeli forces stopped the Archbishop from entering the centre of the city. Hundreds of Palestinians have been displaced in the Hebron area, where the central city has been taken over by Israeli settlers over the past 20 years. Although 250,000 Palestinians live in the Hebron district, an estimated 700 Israeli settlers and 1,500 Israeli soldiers have control of over two-thirds of the area. The formerly bustling market on Al-Shahada Street is now empty and under military control, a move which has devastated the economy of Hebron. Jordan's Prime Minister, Maruf al-Bakhit, and the UNRWA Commissioner-General, Filippo Grandi, have appealed for monetary aid for their finances to fund the UNRWA work among Palestinian refugees. In a speech to UNRWA's Advisory Council, the two warned of instability if services to the region's 3.6 million Palestinian refugees are not continued. On Wednesday morning, four Palestinian towns, Beit Zahor, Hebron, Jenin and Nablus, were invaded by the Israeli military. In Beit Zahor, two flying checkpoints were set up, stopping cars and checking IDs. Three armed Israeli military vehicles surrounded the Al-Quds Open University, but left without making any arrests. Israeli military forces prevented a Palestinian journalist from taking photos during the raid. In addition, in Hebron, one Palestinian civilian was abducted after the town had been invaded. Current Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Salam Fayyad has said that he will not stand in the way of national reconciliation, but has declined to say that he would step down from the position of PM in the new interim government in order to achieve consensus between Fatah and Hamas. Israeli human rights organisation B'Tselem has released figures showing a steep rise in the number of housing demolitions in the West Bank compared to 2010 and 2009. According to B'Tselem, 103 residential structures in Area C, most of them tents, huts and tin shacks, in which 706 people lived, including 341 minors, were demolished by the Israeli army in 2011 so far. In comparison, during the same period in 2010, there were 86 residential demolitions, and in 2009 there were a mere 28. In the past week alone, 33 residential structures have been demolished, home to 238 persons, 129 of them minors. Many of the demolitions, according to the organisation, were in Israeli classified firing zones, in which no construction is officially allowed to take place, in spite of the fact that Israeli settlers are often allowed to build in irrespective of this. Almost half of Israeli-controlled Area C is classified as firing zones. Such demolitions are illegal under international law, except due to absolute military necessity. The Marne News Agency reports that 10 workshops have been destroyed by Israeli forces in Batar al-Sharqiyya near Jenin. The workshops are located in the West Bank but are on the Israeli side of the separation wall. Significant quantities of machinery were confiscated at the same time. The demolition began at approximately 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning. The damage caused by the action is estimated at tens of millions of shekels and was allegedly carried out due to complaints by nearby settlers about smoke from the workshops. As a result of the demolitions, fires started on the property and continued for some hours until Palestinian fire crews were allowed onto the property. Two tractors belonging to Jamal Sharif Amarna and Yasser Uthman Kabha were also confiscated. That's all today from the IMEMC. This was Wednesday, the 22nd of June's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hussam Khassis and me, David Steele.